This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has called on the Taliban to engage in serious negotiations after the Taliban's insistent that there won't be peace in Afghanistan. That is, until there is a negotiated government in Kabul and President Ashraf Ghani is removed. In an interview with the Associated Press, a Taliban spokesman, Sueli Suhail Shaheen, I should say, who is also a member of the group's negotiating team, laid out the insurgent stance on what should come next in the country on the precipice. During a telephone news briefing, the State Department principal deputy spokesperson, Jelena Porter, said we all call on the Taliban to engage in serious negotiations to determine a political roadmap for Afghanistan's future that leads to a just and durable statement and settlement. Tens of thousands of young immigrants and immigrants in the U.S. Without legal status are now in limbo once again after a court ruling last week declaring the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program illegal. The ruling bars new application from being approved, but immigrants and advocates have said they will appeal this. It is likely the latest twist for the program that offers deportation protections for young immigrants brought to the United States as children. It faced a constant stream of court challenges since then President Barack Obama created it in 2012. This is VOA News. Pallbearers in military attire surrounded late Haitian President Jovenel Moïse and body in a closed wooden coffin as his funeral got underway on Friday, two weeks after he was shot dead at home in an assassination still shrouded in memory and mystery. The pair is placed the polished casket on a die garlanded with flowers in an auditorium. The Haitian flag was draped on the top of the coffin. Firefighters have officially ended their search for bodies in the debris of a collapsed surf's condo building. The decision concludes a month of painstaking work removing layers of dangerous debris that were once piled several stories high. Miami-Dade Fire Rescue and the Urban Search and Rescue Team pulled away from the disaster site on Friday, and a convoy of fire trucks and other vehicles slowly driving to the headquarters for the announcement. The June 24th collapse at the Oceanside Tower killed 97 people, with at least one missing person yet to be identified. A new poll now suggests that most Americans who have not been vaccinated against COVID-19 are not likely to get the shots at all. AP Washington correspondent Ben Thomas.
The poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research found 45% of the unvaccinated adults surveyed say they definitely will not get a shot, and 35% say they probably won't. Just 3% say they definitely will get the vaccine, and another 16% say they probably will. Those not likely to get a shot express doubts the vaccines will work against the aggressive Delta variant, despite evidence they do. I'm Ben Thomas.
Pandemic restrictions on Florida-based cruise ships are no longer in place. And under the latest ruling by a federal appeals court, while U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention try to fight the Florida lawsuit challenging the regulations, a three-judge panel on the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals had temporarily blocked a previous filing last September. Saturday, that sided with Florida officials. There is more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.